The state of Nevada is trying a new way to build better temporary housing for people experiencing homelessness. Officials are trying to replace tents with accommodations that offer more protection and more comfort, though some wonder how sustainable this solution is. Lucia Starbuck of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
A few miles east of downtown Reno, walls, floors, doors, and other parts are being assembled in this sanctioned encampment to replace some of the tents provided by the county. Stephen Sanchez has been staying in one for months. Before that, he was sleeping along railroad tracks.
When you're outside, you're exposed to everything. Everything can get you. Anybody or the weather or whatever, you know.
Now, he's happy to have just moved into one of the new structures. They're called Mod Pods. They measure 8 feet by 8 feet and include a cot, heating, cooling, and a door that locks.
These pods I've been hearing about, you know, that's what's really got us interested in, because, like, are you kidding me? A room of our own with walls and electricity?
They cost nearly $14,000 each, and there will be about 50 on this site. Washoe County opened its safe camp in Reno last June. It's in an industrial area, slightly dusty from construction, with a steady rumble of cars on a nearby highway interchange. Assistant County Manager Kate Thomas says it's an alternative to the county's shelter, where nearly 600 people sleep.
These are individuals who have been out in the weather for some of them decades. We've removed some of the barriers that make it difficult for them on a day-to-day basis out in the elements.
The shelter and campsite also offer food, restrooms, showers, and laundry facilities. There's a space for pets, and there are case managers on site who can help people with tasks like getting an ID and looking for jobs and housing. Some West Coast cities have experimented with sanctioned encampments for years, and the idea is spreading across the Mountain West in places like Missoula, Montana, and Denver. The nonprofit Colorado Village Collaborative operates several safe outdoor space programs. Together, they have room for 150 people. But a survey last year found more than 5,500 people in shelters in the Denver metro area, and advocates say the count is likely higher. Here's Quica Montoya with the Colorado Village Collaborative.
We do believe that housing is the solution to end homelessness, but we also know and are, you know, we like to live in the reality that we're in, is that we're never going to be able to build right now to meet the demand that's out there. So until then, what do we do?
Donald Whitehead is the head of the National Coalition for the Homeless. He says sanctioned camps aren't the answer, especially in winter.
We need to produce housing. We need to create jobs that pay affordable wages. Those are the long-term solutions and the structural changes that we need. Solutions like encampments are a way for communities to kind of get an easy pass.
One of the requirements for Washoe County's Safe Camp program is that residents must agree to seek permanent housing. So far, roughly half of them have. But even with the new Mod Pods, getting from there to a home they can call their own will still be an uphill battle. For Here and Now, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Reno.